You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Now we look at our team, who we're very talented, but we're young. We have a lot of depth. And when you look at what we have, you have to talk about Skylar Diggins. She is probably, certainly one of the best players in the country, one of the best players in the Big East. And she's somebody that we are really going to put the ball in her hands and just let her do what she loves best. And she can do so many things. Last year she led the team in assists, steals, and points. And this year she's got to add running the team to that little resume, and I'm sure she's going to do a great job. She's so exciting. We are up-tempo. I mean, we are high-octane with her. I think one of the things that we'll probably have to work on is how to slow down a little bit at times, because we do want to play fast. And when you have somebody as Skylar can do so many things, it's tough to kind of rein them in sometimes. We really want to get running. We want to push the ball. She can pass. She can score. She can handle the ball. So it's exciting. The fans out here are on the edge of their seats when she gets the ball. And Brittany Mallory, she's the glue. She is the glue on our team. She's somebody that you're going to see talking in the free throw huddle. She's going to be calming everyone down. She's the one that's kind of the organized one. She knows where everybody's supposed to be. She's going to help get them in the right spots, call the right offenses. But we're certainly relying on her to be out there hitting threes for us.
And one thing is for sure, now Notre Dame has their reputation for the big bangers on the inside. And I'm sure that's still not going to stop.
Well, they call her Bruiser, and there's a reason for that. Nobody can pronounce her last name, for one thing. But she is somebody that really is, she's kind of the relentless, fearless presence that we have defensively. She sets the tone for us. She's going to be in there banging people around. She likes to be physical. She's not afraid to play a physical game. She's somebody we really rely on in the post to both ends of the floor. She's going to be our best post defender, and she's also going to score. But she can step out and hit some threes, too. She's got a lot of versatility in her game.
I remember Devereaux Peters as a freshman and how she was so athletic and such an exciting player, such a terrible run of injuries throughout her career.
I'll tell you, she came back. This is really the first summer she's ever had. So she improved leaps and bounds from last year. She's got a lot of confidence because she's had a lot of time to practice. She's been out there in the summer with the team, so she's working on all the things that she needs to do to improve her game. But when you look at her, she's in great shape. She looks tremendous. She's going to rebound. We're hoping she can average a double-double. She is our best rebounder, shot blocker. She's going to be inside. She's going to be running the floor.
Natalie Novosel to put up points and add rebounds was certainly something from the guard position. It's something that had to be nice to the season.
Well, I picked her as the kind of the X factor for us this year. She is somebody I expect. She might lead us in scoring. She's probably going to definitely be in the top two. We really need her to score. She's a very talented player. Last year, we had a lot of great guards playing ahead of her. This year is kind of her year to shine. She's going to come out. She's going to get a lot of shots because she can score in so many ways. She can drive the ball. She can shoot the three. She's really worked on her three-point shot. So we're really excited about how she's playing right now, playing with a lot of confidence. She is somebody that we're really counting on her. She has got to play big.